Last time, you recall that you were led under armed guard to a waiting room nestled deep in the heart of the Iterati starport. A receptionist opened a bay of double doors, and a face familiar to Wade and Jex appeared. Garen Stone. He is middle-aged, with a missing ear and purple splot scars on his cheeks. Recognizing some of you, he cussed. Trailing shortly behind him is an older man with balding hair. He gestures to one of the armed guards. Oh, I think we've got someone for a second there.
Hold on there.
That's okay. He gestures to one of the guards, and two chairs are brought in. They both sit down in front of you guys. Garen eyes Wade and Jexa just briefly. When I read about the crew manifest sent through by the Flamerian Highport security, I'd wonder whether it was the actual Wade Murphy. I knew all too well. And to find Jexa as well, this is a welcome surprise. The older balding man that's sitting next to him raises his hand, and Garen sort of slouches back a little bit. He says, "Please excuse the general's rudeness. While the general here has told me that some of you have a checkered past, what I need of you right now is something in the present. I'm Rectan Jorn, commander of investigative intelligence for the Imperium in this sector. One could say all extra communication comes through my desk in one way or another. As much as your dealings in recent weeks have been of great interest, something else has occurred, which would make great use of your interesting skill sets."
All right.
Go on.
He basically explains to you, you may recall this from last session, that there's a scout base located on the 10th planet of the Iterati system, Iterati 10. Very, very nice naming standards. Basically, without going into too much detail, they need you to go there and figure something out for them.
Okay.
For you, I'll do the task for you, but not for him. Towards Garen.
Garen sort of just sits back in his chair, having a bit of a laugh. Yeah, he says, "I don't think you have much choice in the matter. Looking at your crib sheet of your recent dealings over the past few weeks, I don't think you could get out of Imperium space quite easily without us giving you a bit of a hand."
And if you refuse?
There's a nice jail cell a few parsecs away with your name on it.
You'd be the first people you've imprisoned. Than me.
Only if you can prove it.
You have no proof.
Oh, good.
I see you've gained many more medals since last time I saw you.
I'm a high-ranking general. Some people actually admire my work and skill.
How many innocent deaths per medal?
Again, nothing can be proven.
How much blackmail?
Well, including this, maybe a little bit. But it's all for the greater good.
I'm sure all of that information is floating around somewhere.
The man next to him, Rettan, sort of tries to get you guys back on track a little bit. He says, "Now is not the time." basically, Rettan explains to you that they need you to go to the 10th planet where there's a scout base located. Basically, starting from a few weeks ago, odd reports were being sent from the scouts that were stationed there. Pretty much any sort of ships that were coming to the system were sending these really just sort of reports with, you know, odd and sporadic movements of different ships, which when checked were completely off and just all over the place. The investigative intelligence actually sent a ship out to sort of interrogate the crew to find out why they're sort of sending false reports. They only received a single transmission before they didn't hear anything else, and they haven't received a report since, and that was a few days ago. Now, the sort of the space that you're in, I guess you could say, is very, very Imperium focused. They're actually also hosting a delegate of Darian Confederation, like diplomats. So the Darian Confederation is sort of just more coreward of the current Imperium space. So obviously they can't be seen sending, you know, half a dozen warships to one of their own planets. So they need something a bit more
discreet.
Yeah, I guess.
Anything of interest that the last transmission sent?
The last transmission sent was that some sort of drone vessel, drone to aliens, some sort of drone vessel looked as though it had landed quite hard, shortly sort of just outside the scout base. Pretty much that was the last transmission they received.
All right. Mm-hmm. So maybe they were attacked or some natural phenomenon caused them to crash?
Yeah, well, they didn't say anything in the report.
Yeah.
Seems foul play is involved, most likely. Some sort of insurrection.
Well, given we have no choice,
suppose we should go investigate.
Either we investigate or we get chased down across half the galaxy by the Imperial Navy, so...
I mean, that was probably already going to happen anyway.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Now, if we do this, are we guaranteed to be let go of our punishment? Are we going to be allowed to go?
Retton sort of explains he'd be willing to let some of your recent misgivings, sort of the reports on your recent misgivings, slip through the cracks, which would sort of help your rap sheet, I suppose you could say.
Okay. Well, let's get on with it then.
I'll agree to those terms.
Girin indicates to you that you'll be heavily watched, just to make sure you don't jump out of the system.
Oh, come on.
Oh, sure. We're not troublemakers or anything.
No.
We'd never do anything wrong.
No, of course not.
Not at all. Right.
All right.
With that, the guards seem to sort of loosen their grip on their weapons, and you sort of gestured outside of the waiting room that you were sitting in.
I get up. I sort of give Girin like one glance and then leave the room.
He glances back at you. I'll be watching you, Wade.
Always watching.
Oh, I'm sure.
Guy's going to head back to the ship?
Yep.
Yeah, no worries. Another sort of 10-minute walk to get back to where the ship was actually docked in the Highport. Other than that, you do see that there are still quite a few guards is still sort of watching you as you do sort of walk back to the ship, just to make sure you don't go off target, I guess you could say. But you get to the ship safe and sound.
Cool. I guess they ask for coordinates or something.
You've already got sort of where the planet is in the system and in the ship's database. So
who's going to be doing the flying? Because I don't think any of us have.
I thought Asang had some sort of flying.
Yeah, piloting, but not. I mean, do we need navigation, or is it fine to just pilot?
Astrogation is more like planning start voyages, I guess, between systems. As long as you've got rudimentary piloting skills, I think you'd be able to get to an inner system, okay?
Yeah, we'll
autopilot, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, for the
most part. Well, I've got piloting of two, so.
That's not too bad.
That's good.
Well, I'll take a piloting check off you anyway, just to see how Asane gets the ship out.
Oh, dear, we didn't. Maybe they won't get it. Well, they won after all.
Sorry?
No, I was just making a joke. Oh. Off you go.
Um, So that is going to be a 14.
Nice.
Whoa, like what? Nat 12?
Nat 12.
Oh, don't forget. Oh, yeah, no, okay. Because I'm pretty sure you could add your... let me just check what you're doing for that one.
I don't have anything except for dexterity bonuses, so...
Mm-hmm. Still pretty good, though. Let's have a look. No, yeah, but that's pretty much, you're flying. So you easily get the ship out of the high port and face it towards the 10th planet of the Iterati system. Now, it takes a good half day to actually get out to the planet. So you've got a little bit of downtime just to sort of prepare. You do get
Can I do a planetology check to see what background knowledge I might have of it?
Of the 10th planet?
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. You can also consult the ship's computer systems, but did you want to give me a planetology check?
Sure. Is it 2d6? Is that...
Yep. Plus your skill, plus education for this one.
Okay. So 6 plus 2 is 8, and then the proficiency is 2 in science, planetology.
Mm-hmm.
So does it mean it's a 10?
Yep, so it's a 10. So the planet itself is actually quite icy. It's got a very sort of minimal atmosphere, and sort of the average temperature is below freezing. The scout base itself has pretty much just been manufactured and dropped onto the planet. Its main use, I suppose you could say, is because scout ships, when they need to refuel, they can just go out to the planet instead of having to go into the inner system before jumping back out into the rest of the rest of the universe. So it's a lot easier for them to just jump in there than refuel then jump back out instead of having to go to Iterati 3.
Okay. So will we need like a respirator thing?
Potentially, but you would have some in the ship's locker, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm just going to wear a vax suit.
That would work too.
I got one of those too. I'll chuck mine on.
Sure.
Since I have no armor anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Oh, you sold it, didn't you?
I sold it, and I'm waiting for my new ones to be made.
As long as you go back and pick it up, I suppose, that's the thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, after a few more hours, you guys get to the space around Iterati 10. You sort of, I suppose, you see on the ship's sensors whereabouts the scout base is on the planet. It's sort of just... about 30 degrees from the equator, some sort of fashion.
Right, let's land then.
Bassang.
Land us.
Do I need to make another check for landing again?
Sure, yeah. Because you're sort of going in unguided, I guess you'd say, without any support.
That's a 9.
Yeah, 9 in total.
Yep.
Yep. All right. It's a fairly smooth ride because of the limited atmosphere. It's not so choppy. Now, as you bring the ship down, whereabouts would you like to park it? So you do see, as you get a bit closer, that there is the crashed drone ship outside. But as you get a little bit closer, you see, and I'll just send this to you, it looks as though there are docking bays that can sort of be, you can sort of land the ship into. I'll just send this to you. So you see one of the docking bays, the one that sort of looks to be inside, sort of down the bottom, sort of the second one down, I guess you'd say, looks to be parked, but the one up the top is currently free.
I'll park in the landing bay.
Sure. Okay. Now you just may have to be very, very careful to actually turn it around and sort of reverse it in.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be ultra careful with a nice 12 piloting.
Yeah.
Very nice. Did you roll again, or did you mean from the 9 that you had?
No, I rolled again.
Oh, no, okay, with a 12, no, you're a leaf on the wind. Just smoothly bring her in and bring her down.
Beautiful.
Yeah, not bad. So a lot of the scout base on the exterior is quite icy, obviously because of the sort of atmosphere around it. Other than that, you don't see sort of anything out of the norm.
Should we investigate the crashed drawing ship? Wait, is it a drone or is it a drone?
It's they're pronounced drone.
Okay. Droin. Yeah. Right.
Like I think like coin.
Maybe we should investigate it.
We should.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Flying lizard guys.
So we saw a picture of the ship 3 weeks ago, the Droid Scout ship. Yeah,
It looks similar to that one. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's looks like an alien head.
Sort of. Yeah, look almost like a... yeah, I guess you'd say that. Almost like a ram's head or a ram's
head. That's weird.
Science.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So the ship itself is probably a few hundred meters out from the entrance to the scout base. I know Jexa and Wade were both getting vac suits. Does the Sang also have a vac suit of some kind?
The Sang does not have a vac suit. The Sang will be perfectly fine to sit in the ship. Or explore around the scout base.
You have a nice fur coat, you'll be fine.
I'm just wearing the ship's vac suit.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No, that ones. Yeah. There's a couple of sort of very, very basic standard ones with sort of Imperial Interstellar Scout Service logos on the side of the arm sleeves.
Alright, I suit up with the vac suits, bring along my assault rifle and my personal defense laser.
How are you gonna like carry both of them at the same time, I guess?
Oh well, personal defense laser is the pistol.
Oh sure, okay, so that's not too hard.
He's got two hands.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's in the holster and then slung over my shoulder.
Okay, not too bad.
Yeah.
Yep. And Jason.
Yeah, I got my vac suit on and I got my my laser pistol.
Sure.
And my the little binocular things on my head.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
What's it called?
They've got the heads up display. Yep.
Yeah, that thing.
Yep. And then Sang is going to chill in the ship or around thereabouts.
I'm going to check out the landing area around and just investigate with my cutlass.
Do you mean around where you parked or?
Yeah. Just sort of while they're outside.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll do you first. So with Sang, as you go a bit closer to the other bay, which is just south of where you parked, you see what looks to be a fairly new scout ship of a different design that's sort of emblazoned with black and orange lines sort of going down it. It looks similar to sort of a newer design, almost like a I guess you'd call it almost like a I don't know, some sort of insect.
Yeah. Would I recognize the color patterns, or would this be something I'd have to research into?
That is a good question. I'd say, do you have a streetwise check? Do you have streetwise at all?
I do not.
That's okay. I'd say it's, I mean, looking at the logo or the image, I guess you'd say that it's fairly fairly well known that this is sort of the colors and the symbols you see on the ship are actually the symbols of the Investigative Intelligence Service. So this is obviously the ship that was sent out to interrogate the crew.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have a look how much snow is covering the ship.
I was about to say I'll check the snow, check like how long it's been there, and also see if there's any damage to it.
Sure.
Like, see if it's been in any sort of combat.
Yeah. Do you have investigate, Paul?
I do not, but I have a mechanic. Could I swing something with a mechanic?
I'd say you could roughly try to get some details out of doing a mechanic check. Yeah.
All right, let's give that a roll.
Sure. Do you want to add your intellect? If you've got anything.
I don't. No. I have the zero bonus to intellect.
So. I mean, it's better than having negative, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Six total.
Okay. On a rough estimate, you'd say probably 3 to 4 days. It's probably been parked there.
Any recent scoring that I can see?
It's a fairly new ship. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's had any sort of combat damage.
So whatever suspects happening is obviously happening on base as well as it is out there. Mm-hmm. All right.
Leaving that for a moment. Wayne Jackson, it takes you a good few minutes, even in your bulky vac suits. Now, I needed to check. Do both of you have vac suit skill?
I sure do.
Yes,
okay,
we do.
Good. All right, so you don't have any negative modifiers?
No. I got a 1 in vac suits.
No, awesome. Okay. All right, so it still takes you a few minutes, even in your bulky vac suits, to get close to the ship that's sort of landed outside. Now, as you get a bit closer, you notice all on the underside of the ship as to where it's sort of landed. It's got some quite serious damage. So obviously, they came in quite hard. That's sort of the main thing you can see from the exterior of the ship at the moment.
Right. So the damage, has it actually exposed like the hull or anything?
The inside of the ship. It doesn't look like there's any tears in the hull, but it does look like there is some serious damage done to the ship. But from the outside of the ship, you wouldn't be able to completely determine what it is, I suppose, unless you wanted to give me a either an investigate or an engineering check, maybe. To...
Oh, I can do investigate.
Sure.
Okay, so that's 4 plus 1. Oh, do I do investigation, education, or intellect?
Yeah, I'll take either.
Okay, so that'd be maths. 8. An 8.
Yeah, no, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the outside of the ship, close towards the I guess you'd say the thruster part of the drone ship, which is towards the rear of the ship, it does look like it's had some serious damage. So obviously the thrusters of the ship were damaged in some way, forcing the ship to crash onto the planet, well, to land very very hard onto the planet. Quite possibly their thrusters may have been damaged after a jump, and instead of getting into the main part of the system, they had to land on this planet instead.
How big is the ship?
It's in terms of detonnage, I guess it'd be similar in design and shape to your scout courier, so the Heimdall.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit smaller, I guess.
All right. Should we? I'll go over to an entryway or something.
Sure.
Just to have a look.
Yeah, no worries. It takes you a few minutes to try to find a door. That will actually looks like a door, because the drone design is a little bit different, I guess you'd say, but you do find something that does appear to sort of slide open that looks to be like an exterior airlock, I guess you'd use.
Okay, I give it a knock.
Yeah, just knock very very.
Just loud. Like bangs.
Oh, okay, like quite loud bangs.
Hull. Yeah, against the hull. Yeah.
You give it a moment, and there's no response.
Response. All right.
Maybe you should check it out. Let's go.
Yep. Is there any way to get into the door? Like, is there any external kind of computer?
There's an access panel, but it's quite unfamiliar to you. So it looks drawing in design.
Okay. I could go back to the ship and get the Starship engineering kit.
Oh, yep. And because I think that's got a what is it? It has some sort of laser, doesn't it, that you could cut through?
Yep. I'll message Asang.
Yeah.
Could you send the order bar? along with my Starship toolkit, please.
All right, I'll get that along the way. So I'll head back to the ship and set out the auto bar and the toolkit.
So are you trying? How are you going to attach the toolkit to the auto bar?
I assume it's got shelves.
Duct
I can
tape
stick it. In.
Duct tape it.
Yeah,
you may it. Have to duct tape it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You got duct tape for a reason.
I'll just duct tape it then.
It's funny, we completely forgot about the auto bar.
Yeah. Now, it
what
is
the
quite,
auto bar? It's like a robot?
It's a robot that accesses a bar.
It's a drinks dispensary machine, pretty much.
Oh!
But they've set it up, I think they've set it up with wheels so that it can actually move around, and it's got a very basic computing interface, so you can give it commands.
This is like the first thing we did when we got into the ship.
Oh, yeah. You gotta set up the auto bar.
Cool. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. You give it basic commands to pretty much just roll its way down the end of the runway. It gets to about the end of the runway before it actually just sort of stops because it can't figure out what the snow is in front of it. So you may still have to walk up to the end of the runway to actually grab the tools.
Okay, I'll go All right. get it. I'll get it.
Mm-hmm. Tell it what it is.
What?
Tell it that it's snow.
All right.
But if you think about it, this is a very basic machine. How's it going to go on the snow?
We'll need to get some snow wheels for it. Maybe
get some
are there snow wheels. Or create some sort of thrusters for it.
Maybe. If you get like a higher,
for us.
Well, if you get like a higher tech, maybe you can actually hover. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A hover auto bar.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I go and grab the thing off the auto bar.
Yep.
And I take it back to the ship to the door.
Yeah. No worries.
I am just finding what's inside.
No worries.
Starship. Where are the tools? Available. Tools and engineering. Right. Weapons. Starship engineer toolkit. Does it have an iris valve? That's the first thing to ask.
It'd have something similar that the drain would fit through.
Okay. I'll take out the iris valve opener and try my best.
Yeah.
So, engineering check.
Sure. Yep. I'm guessing you get a bonus when using the tools.
It doesn't say anything. I think it's more that I can actually do what I'm doing.
Hmm.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, that's a 4, that's a 6, that's a 7.
Okay, you could take your time to spend a while longer on it.
Oh yeah, definitely take my time.
Yeah, all right, it takes a while longer, it takes you a good probably 30 minutes, but you do eventually are able to crack open the interior door, and you see sort of what looks to be as the iris valve opens, you see a dimly lit ship that starts to light up. It's very... very odd inside, I guess you'd say. Everything looks to be a little disorientating in comparison to what you're used to in a normal human ship.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so weird.
So it's I've opened it large enough where I can slip inside.
Yeah, it's a little discomforting to fit through it, but yeah, you could get through it if it takes you a little while. Yeah.
All right. I move inside, and as I do, I draw out my personal defense laser.
Sure.
And sort of just keep it aimed down the hallway.
Yeah, no worries. All right, and do you want to head anywhere in particular, or just sort of walk through the ship?
So what do I see in front of me in terms of like entryways and stuff?
All right, so you're near the what you think to be the bridge of the ship. There are quite a few sort of spots with chairs that would obviously fit a drone. Towards aft of the ship looks to be the main engineering.
All right, I'll head towards the bridge, but I'll wait for the JAXA first.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so I climb in as well.
Sure.
And locate Zade. Oh, Blade.
All right. So you both get to the front of the bridge. Again, it looks very alien. Even the sort of the computer terminals are just sort of, you know, as you touch them, the sort of the text that's displayed is in completely sort of foreign to you. Unless you do. Does anyone have any sort of language skills?
I got a Valani language, but not Druin.
That's okay. It's a little bit of a different tongue, but anyway. So you see, basically a practically deserted bridge.
Any signs of bodies anywhere, or is it deserted? Oh, wait, is that what you just said? It's deserted?
You don't see any bodies in the bridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. No sign of a scuffle or damage anywhere?
Not towards the bridge by the ship, no.
Okay.
All right. Head towards the aft of the ship.
Sure. All right. As you head towards the aft, you do see that the ship looks to be sort of more and more deteriorating. As you get to the main sort of maneuver drives, you see that they look to be sort of heavily damaged. Obviously, they had some sort of fire suppressant system that kicked in, that pretty much was a last ditch effort to stop some sort of fire that had started on the ship. And what looks to be drawing blood is sort of splattered along some of the walls, but you don't see any bodies in here.
That doesn't look good.
Yeah. I think there's much we can do here, actually.
I guess we can't figure out the computers.
Oh, you can definitely try.
Even if I tried, like, I wouldn't get in.
I'm gonna have a go.
Okay, sure.
I got electronics computers.
You can definitely give it a shot.
No, that's not gonna do it. Five.
No. You attempt to do a few sort of basic hacking methods to see if there's anything similar in both human and drawing design, but you're unable to get anything through.
Okay.
Now, while this is happening, Asang, are you still around the ship, or do you head back to the other scout ship that you saw?
I've decided to head back to the other scout ship.
Sure. Is there anything else you want to inspect on it?
Maybe see where they could have gone there, to sort of like where the actual scouts, the other scouts would have been based if the access from the landing port.
How do you mean, sorry?
Well, they obviously, what the scouts obviously went to go in, investigate what was going on, so just following where they would have gone.
In terms of from when they investigated the drone, you mean?
Yeah.
okay, well. I mean, they very probably investigated the drone and maybe brought them back to their to the base. So in that black part of the map I showed you guys, that's actually the interior of the base. I'm just not showing you all the details.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to head to the door of that.
Yeah, they're sort of the closest door.
Yeah.
All right, you head to the closest door, but it sort of just slides open.
I'm gonna peer in.
All right. Well, as you peer in, you see what looks to be all sorts of furniture and, you know, tables, chairs, all look to be thrown about the hallways. So obviously there was some sort of scuffle, or for some reason everything has sort of been thrown around a little bit.
All right. I'm gonna buzz the other two and just let them know that I'm going to start exploring the interior of the of the building.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's head over.
Yep. So it's not much we can do on this drone ship.
We didn't find anybody.
Head over to you.
All right. I'll wait then.
Yep. So would we know if the drone are actually quite an aggressive race?
They're very
Oh, I got a biology check.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Oh my god, these dice are not working my favor tonight. That'd be a 6.
Now the drone have, I guess, hard to explain, that sort of have a, I wouldn't say like a hive mentality, but they act in sort of castes. So they act as sort of a family whenever they do anything. They're not known to be very aggressive, but there are some instances where they have been expanding quite rapidly, which has been a bit of a concern to many people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oops. Let's get the auto bar back on the ship.
Before you forget, maybe, yeah.
Unless we want to walk in with a bar and pretend we're, I don't know.
Party animals.
Bartenders. Yeah. I had some party history.
All right, so you just program the auto bar to put itself back on the ship?
Yeah.
Yep.
Gives you a couple of beeps and boops and starts to roll its way back over. Yeah. And then do you guys head to the same door that Asang went through?
Yes.
It takes you a few more minutes, but you all sort of walk through the door into the into that first room. Now, as you all walk into it, you get this feeling of I guess you'd say a feeling of dread. It's hard to explain, but you sort of just have this sudden feeling of strong emotions, but you're not sure where they're coming from. You can't sort of feel as though they're targeted towards anything at the moment, but you just really feel like you know, something's just sort of really pulling you down mentally.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's dead silence, you could say.
This is a physical manifestation. You really quite feel, you just feel dread and despair. As an emotion, it feels like it's been applied onto you.
Oh, okay.
Like it's an unnatural emotion that's being forced onto
you. Paranormal! No!
I guess you'd say with your biology skill, you do know that the drone do possess some psionic abilities.
Of course.
Yeah.
So that means it might be nearby.
Maybe.
I guess.
Maybe. All right. Well, as you proceed further through the base, you start to get a bit more of an idea on the layout of it.
There you go. Oh wow! So
you guys walk through the first in the top left corner. You sort of walk through that first sort of room, which is just
used for one.
So it's just generic storage, basically. But you can see that everything in the room has sort of been thrown around as if people were trying to make use of every supplies that they could find, all the supplies
they
could find.
Any supplies we could peruse for, like anything interesting we could take.
There's a few bits and pieces. Is there anything you're looking for in particular?
No, I'm just interested to see what's in there.
Let's have a look, see.
A bit of a...
Sure. You find some advanced manufactured goods. Let's see what else. Find... some crystals and gems. Obviously... picked up from some foreign planet, and let's see what else there is. And then other than that, just some other sort of raw materials, I guess you'd say.
Hmm. Okay. We'll just leave that for now, I guess.
All right.
Let's proceed.
All right. Where should we go? Start being all tactical.
You're more than welcome to. So basically, as you walk out that the other sort of the south door, you see that the corridor sort of leads around a corner. You can either keep going south, or you can go go east towards
the
more
rings?
So into the base. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll head east.
Sure.
Ooh.
I guess if you went south, you're pretty much just going back out into the docking bay, I guess you'd say.
Yeah. And then you just enter it. It's just basically re-entering on the other side. I think I'll head east as well.
Okay.
Yeah, weapons drawn, though.
Sure.
Oh, But yeah. My cutlass is out.
Oh, yeah. Ready to go.
I wait till Wade and Asang get to the end of that eastbound corridor.
Uh-huh.
Like, I check the south one, like, for anyone coming through
mm-hmm.
before I proceed to the east.
Sure, sure.
So, yeah, once I reach the first room.
Yep.
I'll tactically clear it.
Yeah, okay. So as you open the door, you see that there's a sort of a single solitary large conference room table. All the chairs appear to be missing from the room.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Oh, that's chairs. Maybe they're using it for a hostage situation or something. Anyway.
I just say that to everyone, that room's clear.
Mm-hmm.
But cool. All chairs are missing.
All right, may I proceed to the next one?
So as you continue through, you sort of open the next sort of door. It takes you to a sort of another sort of an empty sort of space before it leads you into the next room. Similar to the first one, it looks to be another large table. It still has a few chairs, but a lot of them seem to have been removed from the room.
Hmm. Which are now?
So you can sort of either go east or south.
And the rooms labeled 6 like dormitories?
They are accommodation rooms. Yeah, dormitories. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd rather keep heading east.
Sure.
I don't want to be surrounded.
Oh, it's a good idea. Yeah. I like the way you think.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. As you open the eastern door, you see what appears to be stacks and stacks of the chairs that were obviously missing from the conference room, right along the eastern side of that far door that seem to be sort of stacked up as a sort of a makeshift barricade.
Them cheeky fuckers.
Now, as the who would probably be closer towards the western side of the hallway?
Me.
Okay, I will take from you. Can I have a recon check from you if you've got the skill?
I believe I do not, but I will take the check anyway.
Sure.
-1 modifier. We're at 4.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a loud sound anyway, but you hear what appears to be some sort of muttering coming from sort of south of your location.
Oh, okay. There's nowhere we can really
mm-hmm.
go without causing commotion with the chairs. Like, you can't easily get into the east corridor.
Mm-hmm.
Since Asang was in the most western side, uh-huh. and he said the sound came from the south.
Which means
it's in that room.
Oh, sorry. It's more down the hall to the
down the
south.
So it's close to 5. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
And so we're like near the door, near number 6, kind of. Like...
Sort of. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a tough call. What do we do?
There's not really any room we can hide in.
Well, it looks like if you decided to, you could start to take down the chair barricades. It just would take you quite a few minutes to sort of put them out of the way.
And quietly.
Mm.
Well, yeah, I guess I start doing that.
Yeah.
Or trying to.
I'm going to stand by the... on the western side of that door,
mm-hmm.
At the corner, so... Facing south,
sure.
but not at the south point, still in the bulky end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can catch anyone who's coming through.
Sure, no worries. And you sort of just
while
hold...
they pull.
Yeah, do you sort of just hold fast for a moment, or are you guys going to start pulling down the chairs?
While they pull down the chairs, I'm going to
hold down
off.
The chairs.
Yeah, okay. I will take... Do either of you have athletics? Probably not.
I have athletics, 0.
That would still count. I'll take an athletics check if you've got it.
Yep.
Just, I think strength might sort of negate it for the most part, but that's okay.
It's a 6, and then my strength will be -3, I think.
How is that? Because it was
no, four. -2, actually.
Feel bad.
Yeah, down to 4, yeah.
Jexa, you could try to give him a hand with it.
Okay, so I rolled a 9, and then my dexterity or strength?
Probably strength.
That'd be an 8.
Yeah, no worries. All right, it's enough to start pulling the other chairs. Now, while this is going on, as saying, you do notice that the door towards the south end slides open. You see what appears to be a human figure standing in the hallway, but he hasn't noticed you as of yet.
I'm gonna duck around the corner.
Uh-huh.
So they can't see me.
Sure.
And I'm just gonna. What do I have? What can I use here? Ooh. What is in a survival kit technically?
That is a great question.
So I have an idea, but I don't know if I can pull it up.
Let me see if I can tell you. It contains a small knife, a fire-starting set of equipment, blanket, poncho, rations, water bottle, compass, light cord and string, a mirror, water purification tablets, and a survival manual.
How big is the mirror?
It's probably hand size, enough to fit in your kit.
Okay, good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can get a view of the guy around the corner using the mirror.
Sure.
Instead of poking my head around.
Yeah, no worries. So you sort of just very, very lightly place your hand out and try to get a bit of a view?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. You see, looks to be sort of a fresh-faced man. He's wearing what appears to be what you'd recognize as scout clothing. So obviously he's got the Interstellar Scout Service logo emblazoned on his side. But he looks as though, even just looking from the mirror, he looks as though he hasn't slept in weeks. So his eyes are sort of just blood, bloodshot. And his face is just quite a mess.
I don't trust it.
Do I surprise attack him, I guess?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a good question. How far away is he from me?
He's probably about a few meters, but he's sort of walking up in that direction, so you probably have a few more seconds before you have to make a decision.
Should we set up an ambush into our hallway, kind of attract him in there?
The only issue with that is you need a metagame to do it, unless you want to use comms, and I think comms would be a bit too loud. So
you'd have to be whisper quiet.
Yeah, whisper quiet.
Okay. I think what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to knock him out with the handle of my cutlass. Real quick.
Okay.
As he comes around the corner,
I will allow you to try that. Sure. So you're just going to sort of lay and wait until he gets a bit closer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right. I will give you a few moments. Now I'm going to need I guess it would be, technically it is a melee attack. I mean, I guess you're just trying to not kill him. You're just trying to knock him, you sort of bludgeon him.
Yes.
So I'll still require a melee check from you if you can. Plus strength or dex.
Is it? Yeah, okay, cool. No problem. 11.
Yeah, that's all right. Let me just see if I can get a counter check from him. Yep, no, he doesn't see that coming. You managed to get quite a strong blow. Just for damage sake, can I see how much you sort of roll against him with the colours.
Sure. Because I'm not using the blade, would there be a reduction on the damage roll?
Or should I still... How much is it usually with the colours?
3D.
I'll probably just take just one.
1D?
Yeah, I'll just take 1D.
Okay. Two.
Yeah, okay. He still wasn't expecting it, which is sort of surprised him. But it's obviously not enough to completely knock him out, but he's quite sort of shocked by the attack. Now, do Jexa and Wei, do you want to also sort of take initiative to get into the order for this?
Yes.
Sure.
Fuck it. I reckon we should pick up a chair and throw it at him.
You can definitely attempt it.
Are you going to be able to get the chair across the entire way?
I don't know.
You could that would take a lot of strength.
yeah, that's not something I'm good at.
So it's more that I'll actually sort of aim non-lethally kind of legs.
Sure. I'll allow it, but it just means that the check will be a bit harder.
Yep.
So I'll just take a standard gun combat check plus dex, if you can for me. You just have to beat at least 10 to actually hit him in a non-lethal spot.
Okay. I will actually... Ooh, should I actually auto-fire?
Good try.
Yeah, because then I get more shots, essentially. Let me get the stats up. Yeah, like my personal defense laser, so range 25.
Yep, so that's sufficient, yep.
Yep. Auto 2, so...
Yep, so I'll take two attacks.
Two attacks, yep. Oh no, that wasn't good, first one. It was a 3, that's a 4.
Yep.
Minus 1, which is 3.
Yeah.
So. Second shot. Better. That's a 10, that's an 11, goes down to 10.
Yeah, no, all right, that's sufficient. Were you targeting anywhere in particular?
Just like his leg.
Yeah, all right, can I just get a damage roll from you? And we'll
damage roll.
Modify it as non-lethal.
3D plus 3. That's 12.
Wow, that's still pretty good.
Damn.
All right. He is from the damage to the leg. He's knocked. He's knocked down.
Cool. Will the noise have attracted other people though?
You're not sure.
Okay.
I mean, it was quite loud.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we should probably gag him or something.
That's. That's what I was trying to do. I was going to try to knock him out so he like sound, but yeah. I kind of failed.
Just a little bit.
It's all right. I throw Sang some duct tape.
I duct tape his mouth.
Sure. No worries. You successfully duct tape his mouth. All right, now you're all still standing in the hallway. Did you want to
Did we unbarricade that eastern?
You're in the process of it. You're probably about 2/3 of the way through.
Okay. Should we keep going that way, or...?
Yeah, keep doing that.
Sure.
This tank can deal with the guy.
Alright. Another athletics check or something?
I'll just say that you guys are just continuing the action. Yeah. Sort of, you know, you're quite slow about it. You're just slowly taking it down. After a few more minutes, you finish it and you find a clearer path to get towards the eastern side of the base. Now, directly in front of you, it still seems to be in this sort of hallway facing south. There looks to be quite a lot of blood marks. You do see about one or two bodies, some drawing, some human, that are sort of laid about. But it looks like neither side has yet had a chance to take any actions on the bodies.
Can I investigate the bodies?
Yeah,
sure. Kind of for terms of like how they were killed.
Yeah, no worries. Do you have the investigative check or just like a general?
I do not have investigation.
I do. Okay. I do. One second.
Yeah, but I'll allow Wade, if you like, you can do a sort of support,
support.
Check on it.
I got a 9. I'm going to do my educational intellect.
Probably intellect to sort of just get a bit of an assessment.
Okay. I did 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then... So I got a 9, but then I take a... Was it -2 if you don't have the skill?
Yeah, but you could use... I'll allow you to use your gun combat skill to get an assessment of what sort of damage was caused to the body.
So an 8.
Yeah, no worries. All right, yeah, so you guys get a bit of an idea. It looks like this was the main area where some sort of gunfight happened. Obviously, both sides were flaring. It looks like quite a few of the drawing bodies are located towards, if you look at the map, what's labeled 8, which is actually the, I guess you'd call it like the traffic control tower, which sort of directs traffic as it comes into the base. So it looks like there are quite a few bodies towards that part of the base, while quite a few more human bodies are actually towards the western side of the near where the barricades were set up.
Okay. So looking at sort of say just blast wounds and all that, can I discern kind of what weapons were used, and also weapons lying on the ground as well?
Yeah, no worries. The human weapons are just sort of standard auto pistols. The weapons used by the drawing look to be what you recognize as sort of just universal auto pistols. They're okay. Usually a very standard sort of design used by most aliens because they're very basic to shoot.
Yeah.
They're almost
so
like
all slug weaponry. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, while you're all sort of just going about, that sort of feeling of dread and sort of despair that you felt becomes even more exacerbated. You really do feel as though something is trying to enter itself into your mind, but you're unsure as to sort of what's causing it. You start to experience these weird thoughts that clearly are unnatural, that you don't recognize.
Yeah. So very clearly they defended that room quite heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Humans.
Which room are we in, by the way?
So you're in the sort of the northeastern part of the base, facing south towards section 7 and 8, pretty much leads you to the air control tower. So that is pretty much where a lot of the drawing bodies were located, that you can see. And towards the eastern side, back to where you were, is where a lot of the human bodies are currently lying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they were trying to use that area to kind of broadcast back.
Perhaps. So, wait, the communications is in number 8?
Yes, so that's like the air traffic, well, sort of space traffic tower, I guess you'd say. They sort of coordinate from there to sort of coordinate landings and communications.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I should check that.
Yep.
Sure.
I am ready my pistol.
Yeah. And Sang, have you finished, I guess, duct taping the man? Yeah.
Yep, and for all intents and purposes, I'm going to drag him into the...
One of the sort of accommodation rooms?
Yeah. Yeah, the most northwestern 6
yep.
accommodation room.
Yep.
No, and I'm going to put him... Do the beds have spaces underneath them?
Some of them would do, yep.
I'm going to stick him under one of those.
Sure, no worries. just actually, slide him under so he's some storage.
You've duct taped his feet and hands together.
Yep. He ain't getting anywhere. Yeah. That's all I'm interested in right now.
I glanced at him.
Alright. Alright. Jax will proceed with caution towards
8.
Base control.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, as you get a little bit closer towards the edge of that number 5 room, towards one of the edges of the offices, as you peek around the corner, you see and hear what look to be a few shots of a pistol sort of go off right sort of towards you as you peek around the corner.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
kind of just shout out, "You human?"
You don't hear a reply. You do feel a sense in your head, but you're unable to determine what it means. It's sort of just like a unintelligible feeling, I suppose you could say, or a sense that's in your head.
I turned to Jaxa. You felt that?
Yeah, I felt that. He was up against the drawing.
Yes.
What did we do? This is going to be a distraction or something.
It's negotiating verbally isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
It's like, whether do I want to sort of come out, kind of drop my guard, but come out kind of more in a peaceful manner?
Uh-huh.
Or just like gun it down?
That is entirely up to you.
It's too bad I don't have stun grenades anymore.
Oh, I think you did use them all on the crane. Yeah.
I used one for a prank as well.
That's true. You just have to stock up.